Franya up at Hummer, looking forward to a chat with Franya. I haven't spoken with him for ages. And Debbie Ngaro Apaka will join us a little bit later in the program also. Nei rata mihi, ka koutou mo te wā, matariki e homa. It's a special, special time of the year. Te rā aroha kia matariki, that's Matariki Observance Day, obviously tomorrow. And the date marks the return of the constellation, which is best viewed early in the morning, just before dawn. Ngāti Whakaue have generously partnered with the government to host a traditional Matariki hautapu. And a hautapu is a ceremony that takes place mid-winter when Matariki appears. It's commonly known as Whangai te Hautapu, or Hautapu for short, and it means to feed the stars with a sacred offering. Now, we're talking Matariki issues, and who better to talk of them than someone who is named after the cluster? Matariki Crib Fox joins us for a kōrero. Hey, Matariki, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on today's program. Ngā mihi nui kā koe.
Morena, tēnā koe, Dale.
Great, eh? The term hautapu is not something I was so familiar with, but it's a very beautiful concept when we think of it. And I know that Apopo, the top of Mount Nongataha, Whakaata Māori, are going to be beaming images right across the land. And it's not just on Whakaata Māori either, because other channels are picking up on it, TV channels. Also, Irirangi across the Motu are joining in. So we're all going to be combined for what's a very special and poignant moment, Apopo. Tell us a bit about yourself, Matariki. Where are you from? I know you're a teacher, but you've got a very special name. How did that come to be?
Kia ora. I'm from Ngāti Pārua, Ngāti Rangi Wewehi. Those are my te arawa iwi. And my papa named me Matariki when I was born. He told me that when I was born, that was a new beginning for him as a person, and so he thought he should honour that new beginning with a name that meant something new.
Tēnā koe. It's a beautiful name. Thank you. What's your role tomorrow, Matariki?
I am one of six kaikarakia wahine who are fortunate enough to be taking part in the hautapu tomorrow on top of Ngōtaha.
Well, that's special in itself. Tell us what's going to happen.
So the guests will arrive at the bottom of Ngōtaha at 5 a.m. by 5 a.m. Ready to be ushered up to the top of Ngōtaha via gondola so that they can partake in the hautapu tomorrow, which is a series of karakia and all culminating in the sacred offerings to Matariki.
Tēnā koe. So you're involved with the karanga, which I sense with six kaikarangas is going to be stunning. And then who will be leading the karakia and the like, Matariki?
So we've been really, really lucky this year to be under the tutelage of Pō Te Mara, Sir, Dr. Professor, whichever of the titles he has, Pō Te Mara. So he's our ruānuku, and then there are 12 of us who are partaking in the ceremony via karakia.
As I say, hautapu is not something that I've experienced, I don't think, cooking for the stars. Can you talk us a little about that, sacred offerings, etc.? How's that going to work?
So, we've been fortuitous enough to have quite a good harvest this year in the Rotorua area. And so whangai te hautapu is a process by which we give thanks for that fortuity and encourage more of the same good fortune next year by allowing the stars to partake in that harvest via the steam that rises from the umu.
It's a beautiful concept. Matariki, you've been working in education for a long time, and for many New Zealanders, this observance is relatively new. What would you say of not just our people, myself included, who are coming along for the ride? This wasn't part of my growing up, this observance of Matariki, but it's becoming more so for most, if not all, New Zealanders, an opportunity to pause, reflect, give thanks, and show gratitude for our good fortune and to acknowledge those who've passed. It's a special time of the year for us and becoming increasingly so. What would you say of what you've witnessed as it's emerging more to the fore, and what's been the impact on our tauira and our kura as they grow to understand the background to the observance of Matariki, and many are being swept up by it. What have you noted by the reactions of the students you teach?
I think the Matariki is a very romantic notion, isn't it? Just to look to the stars and reflect and mourn and sometimes let go of loved ones who have passed. But I sort of see the tamariki that I'm working with now taking moments to give consideration to the purpose behind celebrating Matariki. I was pro-Matariki as a holiday because I believe that we need more reasons to celebrate. And what better than New Year, hope, aspirations, and honouring our loved ones in the most beautiful way of ways. So tamariki in schools are opening their eyes to a whole new universe, a universe that lives above us in the stars, and I just think that's beautiful in terms of raising a child's consciousness and awareness of the world around them.
I've never been to the top of Mount Nongataha, but tomorrow we have an opportunity to literally be there. It's the first time a broadcast of this type has been staged there, and I'm sure there are some logistical challenges to this. As you say, it sounds romantic, but also it's a very special and moving time, and it will be tomorrow. What are you looking forward to most about the Hautapu Apopo?
I'm looking forward to showcasing the beauty that is the Māori culture to the world, but starting with our people here at home. I really want the entire country to understand that the Māori culture is an open culture and there are parts of it for us all to enjoy as a country.
We get so much negativity through the press over the years, and here we are again, throwing our arms open to embrace this period of time, but also all who want to come along for the ride. It's been something special to us. What would you say of the generosity in approach by our people to say, hey, this is something that can unite us, and it's not just for us. It does display once again a generosity of spirit. Yeah?
Absolutely. I think the role we play as tangata whenua is always to manaaki people we consider manuhiri. And so the role that tangata whenua need to play in being open with our culture and allowing our counterparts in Aotearoa to partake fosters really good relationships across the board, and that's all I'm really interested in.
Tēnā koe. What time does it get underway? And obviously there are many platforms you can watch this on, whether it's Whakaata Māori, TVNZ and others. And our Iterangi across the motu are also sharing in this broadcast. So you're gathering at 5. What time does it go to air, so to speak?
The ceremony is due to start at 6:15 with an explanation from Professor Rangi Mātāmua around what Matariki is and the rituals and ceremonies associated with this time of year. And then the karakia will get underway, led by Tāpou Te Mara.
This is sort of a public and wide-ranging acknowledgement, but in whānau we can observe Matariki in a very intimate way, as well as this public acknowledgement of Te Wao Matariki. Will your immediate whānau also observe this special day in your own unique way?
So there are parts of my immediate family who are coming to Nongotaha to be a part of the ceremony with me. My husband is a part of another hautapu ceremony at Waimarama in the Hawke's Bay. And my immediate family always gather at this time of year to share kai, share reflections, think about those who are important to us who have been lost in the last matariki cycle, and to set some goals for achievement for our family and ourselves as individuals at that time. So I know that my two boys will be with their nanny while I'm doing what I need to do at Ngongotaha, and they'll be watching and going through their own hautapu ritual as well.
Well, as I say, we're all going to pause, reflect and give thanks at the same time, as you say, charting a positive way forward for our people. I hope it all goes well. I'm sure it will too, Matariki. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about tomorrow's gathering at Ngongotaha, and obviously all the best to you and yours at this special time of year for our tangata whenua whāna. Nei rā te mihi kā koe, te tuhine, tēnā koe, Matariki.
Tēnā koe, Dale, and happy Matariki.
And you too, sister.